当中，还有就是我们为参加这个超级的电网友平台，猫咪呢，还有米油火星啊。On behalf of Chinese Baptist Church, I would like to welcome everyone and welcome to this ordination service for our brother, Tai Yong Choi. And my name is Pastor Ricky. And before we start our service, let's go to God in prayer. Please have a talk of question to you. My Lord, today, my God, today, my God, I come to the Sengdao, my God, 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 my我哋嘅弟兄蔡家宇同埋太太啊，簡翠姊妹喺你面前蒙呼召嚟去侍奉你，喺你國度裏盡上嘅本分。我肯定佢今日透過呢個聚會，讓佢哋記得你嘅呼召係真實，你嘅能力充足，你嘅恩典係夠用。我主耶穌帶領整個聚會，讓榮耀都歸入俾你。Dear Heavenly Father, our God, our Savior Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit living within us, we come before you. We thank you so much for this occasion. We can come before you.And join this ordination service for our beloved brother, Tai Yong Choi, and his wife, Josephine. We know that you have called him, and you have believed him, and you now call him into service. We ask that today, as they go through this service, and your grace and you will be sufficient, and you confirm to him your call to them, and also that they will be serving you faithfully in Phoenix. We thank you once again. We pray that in this service, we will bring all the glory to you.Thank you, Lord. We pray for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Would you please stand as we worship the Lord? Praise the Lord.
Grace is the Lord.
Clothed in majesty. Thank you.
Pastor Joshua Ong on behalf of the Houston Chinese Christian Minister Fellowship, say a few words to Karen and Joshua. 我有我哋喜事教会真云同工团契嘅黄德发牧师代表团契同今日我哋嘅蔡启明兄同埋佢太太嚟讲啲说话。
今日非常欢喜，又非常荣幸。
It has been a privilege and also is an honor and a joyous occasion for me to come here.
可以代表休士顿华人教会同工会带嚟我哋众教会嘅祝贺。
So on behalf of the Houston Chinese Christian Ministry Fellowship, we bring to you the greeting on behalf of all the churches here in town.
我哋实在多谢主，虽然我同蔡大兄唔系好熟悉，但系最少我哋有见过几次面。
So I have known the Kaiyin for a few times in the fellowship meeting, so I really think it's an honor for me to come here.
但可以睇到佢喺教会里边忠心嘅服侍，同佢倾谈嘅时间，睇到佢个服侍嘅心。使到我哋非常有好大嘅感動。
And you know, he left a very deep impression on me because of the faithfulness he showed in the conversation that I had with him.
雖然感覺到有啲可惜，因為我只知道蔡牧師將會喺九月份就去到亞利桑那鳳凰城嗰處服侍。
So it is a pity that you know he will leave Houston and go to Phoenix to serve the Lord there.
就冇機會喺休斯頓呢個地方同你一齊同工。
We really miss the chance to serve together with you in Houston.
但係值得我哋要感謝神嘅一件事，就係喺神嘅角度裏邊就加添咗一個非常好嘅同工。
But you know, we're glad to know there one more useful servant in God's kingdom.
更加要多謝主嘅就係因為我哋有個好嘅同工去到亞利桑那嗰度嚟服侍神，感覺到休士頓係一個非常好嘅一個差遣嘅地方。
With Kai going to Phoenix, we feel very proud because you know, Houston like a mission base in sending out a missionary worker for his kingdom.
但今日要祝賀佢，又要用一節嘅聖經同佢彼此嘅嚟勉勵。
Would you like to address him with the words of the Bible?
就係喺哥林多前書第十五章五十七同埋五十八節。
It's from the book of the First Corinthians.
聖經係咁話。聖經係咁話，感謝神使我們藉著我們的主耶穌基督得勝。所以我親愛嘅弟兄，你務要堅固，不可搖動，常常竭力，多作主工，因為知道你的勞苦在主基督裏面。
But thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm, let nothing move you, always keep yourself fully to the word of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain.
So we know our Cai 牧師在上帝裏面的服侍，每一件的服侍，上帝都會記念。
So everything you do for the Lord will not be in vain.
願神祝福你。
May God bless you.
We want to thank all of you for coming, especially our honored guests. Pastor Arnold, thank you for coming. And Pastor Bill Beckham and Ralph Neighbor, thank you so much for coming. And Dr. Hannah, thank you so much for being here. And there's a bunch of other people that I may have not have met yet, but thank you so much for coming. It is certainly an honor for our church.To host and to be a part of this ordination service. I've been here about 4 months in this position as pastor of CPC. And I've gotten to know Brother Kaiyun a little bit. And I really enjoyed him. I've even asked him to stay and, you know,Hang out here with me. But you know, God's calling is stronger than my desires. And we're so excited for you and Josephine as you two go out to Arizona and, you know, save those heathens. Ordination services are really awesome. Pastor Justin just asked me how many have I been a part of, and I'm not really sure, but probably a couple dozen where I was a part of and officiated some of them.
咁我哋青年先問我話、啊、你去過幾次呢個按摩店啊？我話咁佢幾廿次到啦，每次都好榮幸嘅。
Because it is a time where it's not about man, it's about God.
因為呢個時刻係關乎神而關乎人自己本身。
We gather not as a ceremony, to kind of pat one another's back and say, "Well done, good job."
我哋就話：，你都幾次過嚟，你都好啊你。
But we're actually standing before the Lord in the fear of the Lord.
因為喺神面前係真恐懼戰驚嘅。
Because any group can ordain anything, but unless God does the ordination, it's quite empty.
如果我哋真係做個儀式冇神嘅，即係恩高呼召或者係肯定嘅話，呢個我哋係空嘅。
So it is my privilege and my pleasure to be able to speak to you, Brother Kanyu, today.
今日同我同你講翻説話，係我真係一個榮幸。
I use the passage that the Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy.
我用今日嘅提摩太嘅後書嘅説話同你講，係保羅所寫嘅。
During the break in our service, Sister Josephine came up to me and says, "You are a big brother."
咁啊，當佢喺兩個崇拜之間同我講話，誒，你兩個好弟兄啊。
I always see myself about, you know, 29 years old, so you know.
咁啊，叫我講話你係大佬，我唔係好細嘅，兩歲。
I hope certainly that I can be a brother to you guys and to be an encourager for you.
希望我成為你嘅好兄弟，都成為你嘅鼓勵。
I read this passage often, actually, that the Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy.
但呢段係保羅寫俾提摩太嘅經文，我都成日會讀嗰段經文。
Because it is very humble.
但呢段經文我真係謙卑落嚟嘅。
That the Almighty God would choose vessels in His hands to do that which only He can do.
神會選擇揾啲咁嘅器皿，可以完成只有佢能夠完成嘅工作。
And so today, as we partake of this ordination service,
當今日參與呢個按摩典禮嘅時候。
You, Brother Kaiyun, are standing before the Lord. And sometimes, like in wedding ceremonies, I like to say to the bride and groom, you know, the other people are here, but it's all about you guys. They can listen along if they like, but it's for you. So before the living God, you stand. And what He has called you to do is no small thing. We know from the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 18, the sin is the suppression of truth. And there is plenty of suppressing today. Truth is whatever anybody wants to do. And because of that, the condition of mankind continues to worsen, and sin prevails in so many ways. There are many things that the Apostle Paul tells Timothy, but I summarized it to this. That you, Brother Kaiyun, are to go forth to be the bearer of truth. It is God's truth that you have to bear. Do not deviate from it. Do not allow the rationalization of this world to change you from it. You are to preach the word of truth. Share it, speak it up. Be courageous in it. If it will cost you your freedom, do it. Whatever it may take, God would allow you opportunities to preach and to teach and to meet and counsel people. It may be easier to tell them something else, but keep to the truth. The Word of God needs to be told. It doesn't need to be excused. So Kaiyun, Brother Kaiyun, I encourage you to go forth bearing the truth of God's Word. And when they hear it from you, their lives will change. The Spirit of the living God will transform their hearts. Eternity will be different because you have borne the truth to them. The Apostle Paul describes himself as someone that is being poured out. I love that. Because we are vessels in God's hands. Brother Kai Yun, that's what God will do in your life. He will pour you out until there is no more. Allow God to do so. Do not get to a place where you ever see this pastor position as a job. It is not. You are to minister the word of God. God will pour you out and just allow you to minister and touch lives as you give of yourself to people. Don't hold back. Don't get so used to it. About a position or comfort level, whatever that may be. God will give you opportunities. Take them every time. Bless people with your life. I don't know if I've ever told you this story. On one of my trips to Ukraine. And the Lord spoke to my heart powerfully during that trip. Just on one incident. To remind me what ministry is about. That it is to give and to give and to give some more. To allow God to pour me out again and again. We're coming out of Moscow on a train. And on that train, we were tired, we were exhausted, we were given everything we thought. Already spoke at St. Petersburg and Moscow and Latvia and all kinds of places, and we're traveling to Ukraine. So I was on the second level of the train, the bed where I was just kind of relaxing. And two other pastors from New York were with me. You know, we New Yorkers, we're rascals. And we talk, and we're laughing, we're doing all those kinds of things, and suddenly somebody came upon us. We were exhausted now, remember? We already preached a bunch. We thought we helped a bunch of people already. And so this guy came upon us, and he was begging. And he was on a wooden platform. He had his legs were gone. So he came into our cabin and he said some Russian words, and I didn't speak any Russian at the time. And our guys looked at him, and I kind of just leaned over and looked. And we just didn't respond to him at all. And then suddenly the train jerked a bit and he flipped over. I was up on the bunk and I was shocked, but he still didn't respond to
it.
You see, because we were tired, we already ministered, we preached, and we taught. And so our translator came running up. And he flipped himself up and we moved on. And then she yelled at us. She said, "Why didn't you help him?" And my two friends said, "Oh, we're from New York. We know those guys. They're begging all the time." And then she said, "But he's still a man with no legs." At that point, I jumped off my bunk, I grabbed my wallet, I ran to the station inn, the end of the train, to give him something. And then the train started moving. That was 18 years ago. I still remember his face. I still remember exactly what he looked like. I got into my bunk, I covered my head with a blanket, and I cried for an hour. And I said to God, "Please never, never let me forget what it means to minister again. Don't allow my tiredness, my excessive work, change my heart for loving people."
唔好讓佢呢個繁多嘅事務讓我對人嘅愛心係改變咗。
So brother Kai Yun, there will be time when you have done so much already.
喺呢個時候可能要做好多嘢啦。
And you have ministered and ministered and ministered.
因為侍奉侍奉又侍奉啦。
And then you know you have a right.
你可以話我有個權利。
To take a break.
可以休息一下。
To do something for yourself.
為自己嚟休息一下。
Just remember, God is still pouring you out.
但神依然要使用你，倾到你生命。
Don't let him stop.
唔好让神要停止。
The last thing I want to share with you and encourage you is the race that he talks about.
最尾同你讲嘅系呢个赛跑。
Finish the race.
完成呢个路程。
Finish the race.
完成呢个路程。
The verse afterwards that I didn't put on was the word verse that Paul says for Demas, because he loved the world, has departed.The verse there. Demas was interesting. We don't know anything about him at all. He just deserted Paul. He fell in love with the world. You know that happens to pastors too. At least pastors in America. We fall in love with things of the past.
我哋會有時中意世上嘅嘢。
Nice big office。
大嘅辦公室啦。
You know, got people that love you out there。
出面擁戴嘅人啦。
Tell you, pastor, great message。
牧師，你講到真係好啦。
You know, and they take care of you and all that.
照顧你好多方面啦。
But sometimes you fall in love with those things。
有時會愛咗嗰啲嘢。
And then you give up。
咁你就放棄咗。
Don't give up。
唔好放棄。
Finish the race。
你完成呢個路。
It's about loving God. It's about ministering.For God, it's about pouring out.
係關乎你愛神，讓你生命傾倒，你去服侍神，歡迎人。
As you minister in the Lord, you are not going to get a lot of accolades if you do it right.
如果你去服侍神，你按住一個正確路程，可能唔係個人都讚賞你㗎。
Maybe you won't experience rapport with God.
可能你唔得到讚賞。
He kind of lost his head.
可能冇咗頭腦。
But I will tell you what you will get.
我想問你，你已經獎賞。
You finish the race.
如果你完成呢個嘅，
讓神幫你開眼，
讓神帶你出嚟
，keep on ministering，
真係會去服侍。
You will see the crown of righteousness，
得到嗰個公義嘅冠冕。
And you know what？ That's what we look forward to。
我哋係盼望嗰個公義。
You know what？ You and Josephine are going to be in Arizona. Maybe it'll be the last place you'll be. Maybe not。
你去到亞利桑那係你最後人生服侍地方，或者唔係咧
？I believe that God's going to use you in a mighty way。
但我相信神會大力咁使用你。
But you have to keep these words in mind.
但你需要記住呢啲説話。
No, right now, after we ordained you, you got a big gigantic target on your chest.
當你話完咗之後，你有一個好大重大嘅使命要完成。
Even bigger than yesterday.
重大過昨日嘅。
The enemy is going to target you.
因為嗰個仇敵要針對你。
And he's going to hit you hard.
佢會好用力咁攻擊你。
Don't worry, God will protect you.
唔使擔心，神會保護你。
As long as you keep your eyes on him.
只要你望住佢。
As long as you continue your desire and passion for him.
只要你對佢熱情，你個忠心依然係真實嘅。
As long as you remember that you were ordained for the ministry of the Word of God，
你記得你係被安立去完成神嘅
使命。He will not succeed。
咁佢要知。
Praise God。
去讚美神。
Brother Kai Yun, bless you。
喺度祈禱。
We'll pray for you。
為你禱告。
And we wish you the very, very best。
為你。
And we'll send you off with sadness, but with joy as well。
所以我哋送你離開呢個地方，就係帶著嘅種嘅憂傷，係亦都係好嘅喜樂。Brother Kai Yun, and I would like to invite you to come on the stage. 所以你聽我講嘅，你就會多謝謝，真多謝。Charge to Kai Yun, whatever I would be on behalf of Chinese Baptist Church, would I ask you this question? I told Bill, this is my doctor's work, but how many instructions have you done? I hope you can take your job, what's the second word? So I ask you, you know, according to the charge, and you expect me honestly, you clearly express your answer.I'm going to read it in both languages, Chinese and English. Always gone and in English. 係中文同埋英文一齊。七個月，你是否承諾行事為人，與你蒙召嘅使命相稱，時時榮耀你嘅主耶穌基督？你是否承諾努力同忠心地進行福音使者嘅職責，不以個人嘅榮耀或獎賞為意，全心全意領人歸信耶穌基督，成為教主及生命的主，並且以鼓勵、教導、勸戒同埋治理建立基督的教會，使榮耀歸給神？你是否願意遵守此諾？ So, Father Kanye, do you promise to walk worthily of the vocation to which you are called, seeing always to bring honor to the name of Jesus Christ as your Lord, and do you promise diligently and faithfully to perform the duties of a minister of the gospel, with no thought of personal reward or honor, having as your primary motives the winning of persons to Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, and the building up of the Church of Christ through inspiration, teaching, exhortation, and stewardship. To the glory of God, do you so promise?
Yes, I will.
Okay. I'm going to make a charge to the Church. This is what I want to do. I'm going to do this. 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 I'm going to成為耶穌基督教會的牧者，並且為他的事奉禱告，與他同工完成教會的使命，在他作為主所呼召的領袖應有的尊重和支持，令他榮耀和尊貴都歸給神。 Do you, the members of the church, acknowledge and approve Kai Yin Choi, our brother, as a minister of the Church of Jesus Christ, and will you pray for him in his ministry?And work together with him to accomplish the mission of the work of the church, giving him all due honor and support in his leadership to which the Lord has called him to the glory and honor of God. Will you?
Yes.
Okay. We all agree. And now we would like to have our pastor, Pastor Ho.
At this point, we want to invite our ordained ministers to come forward as we lay hands upon our brother Kai Yun for ordination. And so if you're our ordained minister, we welcome you to come. It's going to be... And Josephine, our sister Josephine, if you and brother Kai Yun can come together.If you're an ordained minister, would you join us up here?
Our Father and our God, as we lay our hands upon Kai Yun,We do so in recognition that you have first laid your hand upon his life as well. We thank you for your redeeming grace in his life. We thank you for his obedient response to the wooing of your Spirit. We thank you, our Father, for the gifting of the Spirit in his life. We thank you that Kai Yun has been faithful in developing that gift and those gifts. And we thank you very specially for this time when he now commits himself to a lifetime of ministry and service for your glory. Father, you have called him. You have empowered him by your Spirit. We pray today that by your Spirit you would day by day refresh and renew his soul.That by your Holy Spirit you would draw him day by day to greater likeness to our Lord Jesus Christ, And Father, we pray that by your Spirit you would strengthen him for whatever challenges may come in ministry. And that through him, by your Holy Spirit, you would cause much fruit to be born to your glory. We commend him to you, our Father, and recognize that by your Holy Spirit, you have called and gifted him, and you have a plan and a purpose for Cayune and for Josephine. And we commend them to you and through the work of your Spirit in work of ministry. Father, glorify your name. Lord Jesus, glorify your name in their lives and ministry. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Spirit, be glory forever, as we commend them to you, our Father, for this work of ministry, through Christ our Savior and theirs. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
May I present to you Reverend Cayune.
I'm deeply touched and I'm overwhelmed with your love. Special Pastor Dan for your message. I will always remember the challenge ahead. I want to thank you all the friends and the family and all the colleagues that come today. Your presence here means a lot to me. It gives me strength to go on and to be a good witness for our Lord Jesus Christ. Today I just want to share with you a couple of thoughts that come to my mind. In Psalm 128, verse 1 said, "Blessed are all who fears the Lord and walk in His way." Last year, our church has a special meeting for the visitors with some music celebration. And we had quite a few visitors came. And so I went around and visited with all these newcomers. And one of the men that I met, we chatted a little bit. And he told me that he's from China. And he's doing research work in medical center. And he was recently divorced. And he has a little child. And after we chat a little bit, he turned around and asked me, "What do I do?" So I gave him a very succinct summary of my life. I told him that, well, when I was young, I went to music school to study music. And after I graduated music therapy degree, I could not find a job. And so I went back to study physical therapy and work as a physical therapist at Dallas Theological Seminary for my seminary training. And I graduated not long ago. And then he made a comment that kind of woke me up. And he speak in Mandarin. He said, "Oh, 你的生活很丰富."
Your life is very rich.
Yeah, he said your life is very rich. And I thought to myself, I said, "Oh yeah, it is." I had never thought about it that way. I always thought about, you know, sometimes a little bit negative things happen in my life. I had never thought that my life is very blessed. And you know, I am sure that all of you sitting here listening to me today are very blessed indeed. Right? You just probably never thought about it that way.
Yeah.
The Bible said, blessed are all who fear the Lord and walk in His ways. So I want you to also take a minute out and just think about how blessed you are in your life. And praise God for all the blessings that comes your way. And try not to look on the negative side or something that is not quite right in your life. And I'm sure you will also say the same thing as I am, say, wow, I am blessed.
Right?
We just need to step back and count our blessing from God. Second thought I want to share with you is Jabez's prayer in 1 Chronicles 4:10. I came across this prayer about 10 years ago and I just fall in love with that prayer. The prayer said Jabez prayed to God and said, Oh Lord, please bless me. And enlarge my territory. And let your hand be with me and keep me from harm. So that I will be free from pain. And the Lord granted his request. Well, since 10 years ago, I started praying this prayer, but I don't really know what I was praying for. To learn music. So I started serving in the music ministry for the longest time that I know. And then after I graduated from music school, of course, my normal way of ministry again is music. And I have been serving in the music ministry for the last 20-30 years. And I am a very focused person, I guess. Or you can call me have a tunnel vision. So since I graduated from DTS, and I thought, well, maybe I will continue to serve in the worship ministry and be a worship pastor. And I had never thought anything else. And thanks to Pastor Leon, after I graduated from DTS, he started to let me have a chance to preach in the Chinese service here. And I preached the first time, and people in CBC, in the Chinese congregation, they are very gracious and they are very kind to me. And they all come up to me and encourage me. And I took that as a compliment and an encouragement, and I really thanked them. And I felt encouraged. And one of the sisters, said something to me that I always remember. And she said, Kai Yun, I felt like God gave you a gift of preaching. And she said, you should not do music anymore. She said, you should concentrate on preaching. And I thank her because I know she was very kind and encouraging, and I never thought about that anymore. And then gradually, every time I preach, and again, brother and sister here are very encouraging. And I thank them, and I again thank that they are, Chinese, they're very hard headed, they try to be polite. But I gradually develop a passion of preaching. And then December, there is a guy came from Phoenix. He was from here and he moved to Phoenix. And he told me that he is the chair of the pastoral search team for a big church in Phoenix. And they're looking for a Cantonese pastor. And then he said he's from Phoenix. And my first reaction is, oh no, it's too hot. Houston is already hot enough,
right?
But he comforted me by saying, oh, it's dry here. 120 is like 95 in Houston. So I said, okay, well, thank you. I tried to be polite to him. And, so I said, thank you, I'll go home and pray about it. But that was a mistake, you know, because when you start praying, the Holy Spirit works in your heart. And after I shared with Joseph and we pray about it, and I would start feeling a little different. Maybe God is calling us out there. And after several months of praying and talking to them, we decided to go and actually interview. In March, we went there for a long weekend. And they arranged me to preach in the Cantonese, Mandarin, and English service. And all the brothers and sisters over there, they, again, they are very kind and very supportive. They are very, they just love us a lot. And keep telling us they want us there. So after we pray about it again, we say, okay, well, we go home again, we pray about it. And throughout that weekend, we felt that the Lord is really opening the door for us over there. And again, there are three families that, that we used to know that from Houston Chinese Church and moved there and settled down. And they all told us the same story. Said, it's dry heat, it's not bad. And we love it here. Well, perhaps it is a conspiracy. But we thank them, and after we came back, again we pray about it, we felt like God is really calling us there. Again, you know, I pray that prayer asking God to enlarge my territory. I did not know what I was praying for. I always think that, well, maybe God will open more doors for my music ministry. But I didn't know God has answered my prayer and switched me from an area of music ministry to a teaching and preaching ministry. And I'm excited. I'm a little nervous. I told Pastor Dan, actually, I'm a rookie. Yeah, but again, I appreciate your message. I believe if God calls there, He will give me and Josephine strength. And again, I appreciate your reminder that ministry is not a job. If I need a job, I already have a job. I'm a physical therapist. And make physical therapy and make good money. But we're there not for the money. I think God calls us for a purpose. And we're willing to accept the call. Actually, I also want to remind to all of you, if you were willing to pray the Jabez prayer, I am sure God will answer your prayer too. He will enlarge your territory. I don't know what kind of territory it's going to be. But I know that God will answer your prayer in a very special way. It will surprise you just like surprising me. I think one thing we need to know is we should not, you know, narrow what God can do in our life. We should not restrict what God can do. And again, we will miss you all. You all can come and visit us in Phoenix. Maybe not in the summer. Thank you.
We have some gifts for you. It's the keys to Rolls Royce, but I left it home, so we gotta need something else in place. This is your certificate of ordination.
When you come here, you have the encouragement card, and this is the album for you to put all the encouragement. So you better thank the encouragement. And also, one last thing, a gift card from Lifeway for you to buy books to study to prepare for your sermon.
Well, it's been a blessing. Oh, don't leave yet. Because you have to give the benediction. Officially as Reverend Tai Yun Chua. It's been a blessing. Give the song first, okay. But it's been a blessing to be a part of this. Thank you so much for all coming. We're going to sing a song, and then Reverend Tai Yun Chua will do the benediction.
Please stand for his last song of the hymn of commitment.
Before the world now, God above.
to him who is now able to keep you from falling and present you in his glorious presence without fault and with great joy. To the only God, our Savior, the glory, majesty, power, and authority before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. There's a reception back there.